Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, everybody. We're back.
Yes.
E3, day two. Patrick over there in Helsinki, it's 3:30 in the morning. Patrick, welcome.
Thank you, I guess.
You could say welcome to me. It's just that you're so tired.
Right.
I don't know how you're even moving. It's 3:30 in the morning. You're sacrificing your soul. You're losing years of your life by doing this.
I guess. I'm not sure I will do it again next year. The power of the Avengers compel me. For this time, yeah. But
this particular event, if you didn't know that Square wasn't going to talk about the Avengers game, would you have passed on tonight?
I think I might have just stayed in bed. It is possible.
I feel you. I would have probably done the same.
You know, I woke up half an hour ago, from the stress of being afraid not waking up, and I did wake up, and I was like, "Dude, this is dumb." I'm an idiot. I could watch it when I wake up, but then I was like, but then the audience wouldn't get the thing of the on the feed, and I thought also I would not have fun with John for this. Mm-hmm. This
while John appears, by the way.
Hello, I'm making Patrick painfully aware of the difference in time zones. Through the magic of purely my voice.
The magic of purely your voice is what I like to hear.
If you've joined us for the last, 5 years of this, you'll know that tired Patrick, best Patrick.
I mean, okay, the Square Enix thing is starting.
It's beginning, everybody. An Avengers thing right off the bat. What do you think?
No, not right off the bat, but maybe. I mean, they're probably going to show some Final Fantasy VII remake thing.
Oh, actually excited about that world.
Yeah.
No one will believe me, but Scott wants that game.
Well, I thought you hated everything that came from Japan.
No, I like a lot of Japanese things. I like Ni No Kuni. I liked...
Start screen for Final Fantasy VII Remake,
which seems to be frozen.
New game continue remake.
Oh,
they selected remake, you guys.
Oh my gosh, what does that even mean? What do you make of it?
A remake.
Oh, all right. Legit excited about this because I always wanted to play the old one all the way through. I never did because I hated things about it. Back in the Dizay, and now to play this in its like
things I hated about that sentence, Scott.
You know, there's things I hated about it as well, if I'm being honest. I didn't love that sentence.
So this is the intro that we've seen, right? Maybe we've only seen... Oh, this is the full intro?
It's Cloud McCloud, right? Is that his name, Cloud McCloud?
Absolutely, that is his name.
Yep, he's going to go save Anime Girl from the depths of the evils. I got my giant sword. I got my hairless armpits, and I got a logo. Let's go.
It looks pretty good.
It looks great.
You know, I'm
really want to play it. Like, seriously do want to play it.
I've seen many times that I'm not a retro nostalgia guy, but...
Yeah.
This still kind of hits me in the feels.
It touches you in your swimsuit place?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, his sound is terrible.
He's speaking Japanese. No one cares. The translator will have a good sound.
Sweet V-neck.
I'm very happy to be able to introduce
Bethesda guys there too.
That guy's the best.
I don't like that guy. There, he's at every conference. I mean, sometimes it's okay. If you don't realize, at this stage of the night, I don't really like anything.
No, you're going to hate everything here except for only the purest of things you want to see.
Just Avengers injected directly into your blood.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be okay.
If you're not all green with your own shield, you're not going to be happy. I get it.
Put Thor inside Patrick and he's good to go.
Whoa. Well, that could be interpreted in different ways.
I really can. I hadn't considered.
I'm interpreting it in a very specific way right now.
Okay.
Meaning Thor cereals.
Yeah, exactly.
Their Terminus in the chat makes a point. You're the voice of reason because we're going to be all hype train and you're going to be like coming from the depths of tiredness. And so you'll have the only objective eye here tonight.
I don't know if I would call that voice objective.
All right.
I could call it, oh shit, we didn't listen.
Oh, they said, hey, it's free. Get it free today on any console.
Expands on the story of Midgar, and is such an elaborate retelling that it has become a solid standalone game in its own right.
I heard the word potato. Oh, you know Japanese. Through the content
we are about to I kind of do this time of the night, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Your reunion with the Final Fantasy VII you know is near.
The chat room says they said ship potatoes in Japanese.
To newcomers who never played the original, we present to you a completely new Final Fantasy and a perfect start.
That's what I want.
To explore the world of Final Fantasy VII. Please welcome Neil Pabon.
Pabon? That's a cool name.
Product marketing.
Yeah, Pabon could be understood as not good. In French.
Oh.
Oh, pa-boom. Okay, that doesn't.
So, Neil is here to
pro boner. That jacket's badass.
It's a good jacket. Quality.
He looks like a radical dude.
I know some fads are sad about the non-turn-based quality to this, but I am stoked about it. And I like turn-based games, but I would much rather have this sort of dynamic real-time thing going on.
I mean,
in this game,
I'm glad they're doing something different. If you want the original game in its original form, you can go play that in one of the many, many remasters.
Yep, I agree. 100%. But film much faster as Cloud. I want an action. Oh, this does look good, doesn't it?
I mean, well, it looks good, but it's not. We'll see.
So that's a cool way of sorting people turn-based, is you have this slow time thing.
When you fill your bar.
Yeah. And you're like, all right, we want to do an action. Maybe a switch to... Somebody
right, knows. So once you've filled your bar, you can then do your ability, and that freezes everything.
Fair enough. Good point, good point. Yeah. Well, once in tactical mode, you can choose...
All right, so you selected it, and oh, that's great.
He said materia!
Is that what it's called? Materia?
Yeah, that's a thing.
That makes me want to fart blood.
Of course, this being a remake,
it's Jax.
Is it Barrett? I think it's
no,
Barrett.
It isn't.
Hey, guys, Jax is, you know how Terminator's in all the other games? It's Jax in this one.
Also known as Scott sees a black character and he only knows one.
No, that's not true. I know lots of black characters. Some black characters are my best friends.
Oh, I guess he does have a mechanical arm, but
look how you swap between dudes. I am so in on this.
Really? That is, I did not expect that.
I have always loved what they're showing and the look and the space and the kind of weird steampunk future fantasy thing that this game always represented. Like, that's nothing wrong with it. It was random battles and just grindy, and I hated the grind.
I have to say, I'm with Patrick. I'm amazed that you're getting excited about this.
Really?
Yes.
You guys are surprised me. What game? I played that game last year and loved it. That new fantasy or Dragon Quest.
Yep.
Quest game. I love Dragon.
Boy, you sure showed us with that.
But I like.
That's right.
Yeah, I am excited, lady.
I hope players get excited about this.
Because I've always liked the world and the look of it. Always. That's never been a question. Especially Jax. Look at him. Fresh off of Mortal Kombat 11.
You need to stop calling him Jax.
And he's only got one arm. But I don't know what the Mortal Kombat lore is. Eventually the other arm becomes a gun, right?
Yeah. Ermac rips it off.
Yeah. What the hell?
I see the characterization of that character is just as subtle as it was in the original. So this is a boss fight type thing.
Look at numbers, damage numbers. I'm legit excited. I'm surprised you guys are surprised.
Well,
it just
doesn't seem
like your thing.
So. Yeah, what is it Scott always says? This Japanese thing looks dumb with this hair, and I hate Japan
when
and everything it stands for.
I don't like some of the stereotypes, like dirty little uncle with the stupid fuzzy animal and all the shit you usually get in your anime.
Okay, well, they're all in there. They just haven't shown them yet.
No, I know. I know there's some of that, but I can appreciate, like, this looks like fun. You know what this to me is? This is like Capcom doing what they're doing with their remakes. They're actually making the whole thing like feel new and not like a paid for it in the 90s.
Now, what if they announce a new feature where a large guy in a coat will chase you down hallways everywhere you go?
I want to sing Cloud Gonna Give It to You the whole time. Oh no! Get out! There's a scorpion at nothing. See, look, and he's helping his buddy out while you're troubled. And see, that's tactical. That's fun.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely a really interesting reimagining of it.
Focus on the anus. That's an anus. Get it. Get the anus. See? Always go for the scorpion anus. John, you know, this is good advice for you. You live in Arizona. You get scorpions all the time. Get them in
usually,
the anus.
Scott, when you get all dirty about these jokes, I mean poo dirty, not pee-pee
no,
dirty. it is not warranted, but in this case, I think he was going for the anus.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked for.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I like about Tired Patrick. He's very methodical about his responses, and they're always really good. I love it. Never change. Oh, take cover? What? You can take cover? Get behind me. Stay right there, Jax, or you get hurt. Okay, go to the other side. Ah, this is great. Look at all those numbers, John.
Huh?
All the numbers popping up.
Yep.
It's like they added the floating numbers mod from World of Warcraft.
I feel like this video has made me want to take another stab at playing the original Final Fantasy VII again.
You're insane. This has made me want to forget it ever existed.
Well, let's not go that
far.
That's
how much I'm excited. You know what? That's what's great about this. This is gonna do for gamers what they hoped, which is some people, crazy people, are going to go, I'm going to go back and play 7 for a while, the old one. And then
go play the game where they don't just chat through the entire combat encounter.
And then
that was getting a bit tiring.
The cool people will play this. Yeah, there is a lot of chatter going on.
There's a lot of chatter, and the combat is really long, but...
So it was before it was turn-based, though. This is at least
fun
to
watch.
Yeah,
but turn-based, it's a lot less active involvement from you. You're not, like, constantly paying attention and clicking everywhere.
Yeah, but you can tell Jax to just work on his own and never switch to him if you don't want to.
I guess. That's, you know, the special moves.
He hit him with the Killer Instinct logo.
He kind of did.
Is there a big rare, bad 3D logo for Rare in there somewhere?
We already have the release date, by the way. It's March 3rd, 2020. Yep. I think March and April are going to be crazy months next year.
He just said, shit the bomb. Did you hear how I did?
We've all been there, Barrett. We've all been there.
He prefers Jax.
No, he doesn't. Nobody prefers Jax, Scott. You
hear that? Damn thing showed you how it's done. I'm legit excited about that game.
You're excited about everything, Scott.
I'm not. That's not true. There's lots of stuff I've seen I don't want. I want that.
Okay. Aw. Nomura. The man who got it done.
Please come out and stand on your designated speaking cube.
Thank you for joining us, Nomura-san. There's a pet peeve of mine. When people speak in not in Japanese and say, oh, Nomura-san. It feels silly and wrong. Just say Mr. Nomura. Nomura-san is, if you're speaking Japanese, you say, I don't know, it's like if I was speaking to you, Scott, in English, and I would say, and Monsieur Scott is really a nice person. And like, why do you...
That's interesting. So what? How do the Japanese like it? Like, that would be the thing you'd want to do.
They don't mind because it's silly foreigners who say it anyway. So like, yeah, they don't. We don't.
Is it true that the Japanese are really big on the idea of the whole Middle Kingdom thing, and they only tolerate us because we come and spend money there? But if they had their way, it would just be them and everyone else.
Well, Middle Kingdom is China, but
Oh, see, shows what I know. I don't know what's happening.
It's there's a lot of there is some racism, and there's a lot of very Japanese specificity. I'm gonna say it like that. And they don't expect foreigners to understand what Japan and Japanese culture and interactions are about.
Right.
With some reason. But
right.
Anyway, that's
someone on their phone.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Look at her texting.
Another cultural question. Patrick, is it true that someone stole the bottom third of his pants?
He is the director of Final Fantasy VII Remake, so he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Oh, okay. All right, that checks out.
You were probably the best PR guy they had in BlizzCon because you would come over tired and your answers were just amazing. Long, well thought out, perfectly punctuated.
I'm not sure people at Blizzard would agree.
Okay. I'm going to ask some that would know.
Maybe they would, but...
I'm going to ask Guy what he thinks.
Oh, he would definitely not agree.
Yeah.
No, that was a joke. You were supposed to be like, haha, right, of course.
Oh, Guy. He would never agree. What's the American guy doing? He's all off-center, too. Get on your cube, dude. A short version of a trailer at the Final
Fantasy VII concert. Okay. That is a lot of Final Fantasy VII Remake for 4 in the morning.
Well,
that's too much. Too much this early in the morning.
Oh, I remember this girl. She finds like a frog or something out there. She's got the ears.
What?
Isn't there some kind of frog, magic frog or something?
Nothing you just said.
Well, she does have ears. She does have ears. That was accurate.
Like little elf ears, right?
Yeah, but not what Scott meant. He didn't mean she just had ears. He thought she had special ears.
Yeah.
Oh, like Japanese elf ears?
No, like Dobby ears.
Dobby ears, yeah.
She does not have Dobby ears.
She has a bow in her hair, Scott. That was a bow.
Here's my memory of everything. That guy, he's in charge of the Terrans and wants the Zerg killed. He'll do anything to make it happen. Oh, there's a glowing ball. Sheila, she's always there for a glowing ball time. I don't remember any of this thing. I really don't. I don't remember anything.
We noticed, Scott.
Hey, we just fought that guy. Don't fight him again. That's great.
Oh my god, the acting sounds really terrible.
Yeah, but isn't it the original stuff? They didn't redo that.
No, there was no voice acting in the original.
It was.
Oh, it didn't have any.
No, Scott. It came out in 1922. There was no acting. Oh, Tifa.
Don't you forget? Don't you prefer cheeseball Japanese acting? I do. I kind of want it to be bad.
Oh, Cloud is drinking alcohol drinks. Although it could be orange juice.
Or at the very least, a strong lemonade.
Oh, it's eggs and chips.
My favorite.
Eggs and chips?
Yeah.
Don't worry, Jax is here. Oh, shit. It's the Matrix. Yeah, so what I'm most interested in, I actually want cheesy, crappy dialogue, and I want this amazing combat. This combat is so good looking. Oh, it's the Battletoads. John, they're back.
Finally.
Yep.
And in Final Fantasy, where they've always belonged.
Will he romance Ares or Tifa? Or both?
Could be.
Look, Cloud can do whatever he wanted, but Tifa was always the better of the two.
She's a fighter. She's not that, passive Japanese princess type girl.
Well, I know.
Look.
They're going to lose their minds. Sephiroth. Here.
This is bad part. Oh, his hair's not bad in this. Remember that weird V part he used to have? You bastard. Oh, part him right in the part. Okay, he has the part. I take it back.
You just said part more times in two sentences than a person's allowed.
I like the part where he tried to part his part.
Yeah, March 3rd. This is... Oh, it's funny because it becomes 03032020. They should have released it. Someone is going to use the February 2nd, 2020 as a marketing tool for a date.
Yeah, that's a good date to do.
Mm.
Oh, that's cool.
First class edition.
Oh, that's the secret ingredient to... I want that. I want that bike.
What's that?
No, I don't actually want that. I don't want that. I have too much crap.
Was that a Japanese accent you made?
Yeah, when the guy goes, secret ingredient, when he's eating the apple, or no, the pepper in that King of the Cookers show, whatever it was called. King of the Cooking.
Okay.
What's this? Oh.
It's Life is Strange 2, isn't it?
On our latest emotional journey. Huh? Who's that? Oh, streamers.
Streamers. The wiliest streamers. Species.
Yeah. You never know when they're going to crop up. Here we see the streamers in their natural habitat.
It'll be fine, Daniel. As long as we're together. I want to see what his power can do. Come on, Daniel.
Also, this is the kid from the last game.
From Captain Spirit?
Yeah, also, who wears headphones over their hoodie? Stop that. They need to stop doing that. Charming. Oh. Name of the game.
I'm really glad I got to meet you.
It's the same for me.
He is a nice dude, man.
What a nice dude.
I liked the Life is Strange series. That whole thing, I played the whole thing.
Yeah. That I only played the first game. It was really good. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I just, and it's not that I didn't want to play the next thing. I just didn't. I should catch up and play it. Oh, come on.
Stop, Daniel. I said stop.
Don't grab me.
That was so intense.
It's my power.
Stop spoiling everything. What
the? No, yeah, you don't have to play it now. We've shown you all the story beats from this one.
Awesome. That's all there is?
Really? Okay. Yeah, but you guys have a ton. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Are you arguing with your wife about sushi?
No, it's my daughter. They brought me sushi, but it's not very much.
Give me more of your sushi. You have enough, daughter. I require more calories.
This Crystal Chronicles.
Oh, is this? Oh.
Really?
Yeah, they're bringing it back.
We can
remember
sense
this game where you everybody had to get their Game Boy Advance out and everybody had to hook it up to their GameCube.
Yeah,
and then one
that.
Person had the shitty job of carrying the little bubble around while everybody else had fun. It was like, well, you got to be the one to carry the bubble.
Well, maybe it's the same, but without carrying the bubble.
Is it on the phone? John, I hope it's on the phone for your
sake. Looks like it's on the phone.
I see a phone.
Oh, perfect. Oh, that's John's. That's his preferred platform. This is good.
Hey, it's finally on the platform it maybe always belonged on.
I may try this one because someone told me I'd like it.
I am pretty sure you will hate it.
Really?
Yeah, well, I am sure. Pretty sure.
Yeah, this isn't really my
actually,
thing.
Maybe you won't. Maybe you won't.
Well, that's what I said when Scott kept asking about Dragon's Quest, but you liked that, right?
I do like Dragon's Quest a lot.
It's Dragon Quest. There's no S.
All right, Dragon Quest, not Dragon's.
Oh, there were more dragons than mine.
That was a mistake.
Why are they doing a push on Octopath Traveler?
Because they own it. And it's on Steam now.
They need to buy time before they show Avengers.
Because they show now before they show the second one? Oh, because it's on Steam. Okay. So they're doing all the Japanese things first, and then they're going to go all the American, Western things?
What if your Avengers thing doesn't happen? Are you gonna be how pissed would you be?
I would be internet level pissed.
Whoa.
Because they actually teased it, and there's a giant banner in Los Angeles saying we will reveal our Avengers game at this press conference.
You know, that's a lot of evidence they might talk about an Avengers game.
How many masters?
That a thing someone should know. Oh wow, this is a loud crowd. I don't like them. They're just all yelling. I mean, it's okay to clap and scream when things are cool, but when they're just trying to talk, they're all going.
I'm just picturing you at a concert.
Oh, I hate concerts.
A loud group of people.
Especially like those folks on the stage there. Ah, Dragon Quest Builders.
The builder of the game. It's Dragon Quest Builders 2.
Didn't people like that?
It's
it was good.
Yeah, I played the first one a little bit. It's essentially Minecraft with a story. It's not bad.
Oh my gosh. Who can you farm? I'm in.
Why do you complain nonstop about Dragon Ball Z's art style and then see this and say nothing?
Oh no, it's very. I was just thinking Goku thoughts right then when you said that. Right.
I think it's become like a Pavlovian reflex at this point for Scott.
But they showed farming, John. I like to farm.
That's true. Yay!
Yay! I'm a master builder. I don't know. This is too Minecraft for me. Never mind. Kind of sick of Minecraft. I got a car. Everything in Dragon Quest Builders 2 is much, much bigger. Build huge structures in a larger world with more variety and options than ever before. And with a little help from the eager...
The narration is so Japanese style. I'm sure it was translated one-to-one.
He was almost out of air. I bet he was going to die right then.
Oh, Zelda-type things. Cunning composure.
They're very Dragon Ball Z looking.
Well, it is the same artist originally.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Toriyama.
That was Plato.
And the guy who did the art for Chrono Trigger. Another amazing game.
Your favorite game, right?
It is.
I remember you saying that before. Oh, harvesting. Look at that.
Scott is back.
As Bo would say, he harvested a JPEG.
Literally, that was a flat 2D image he just harvested. Oh, Patrick, they're going to lose you on this one, aren't they?
It is possible. So we're half an hour in. I hope it's going to be only an hour. Scott, what do you think? Do you think it's going to be an hour?
I bet it's an hour and a little change.
Okay. And they're going to keep Avengers for the end.
And they don't have to exit the building as quickly or do anything special because there's no Sony tonight.
He's excited because he doesn't have to keep talking anymore.
Oh, it's coming very soon.
Yeah, too much Minecraft.
Well, there's a demo in a few days.
Not enough farming. This is that game.
Yeah, the one we were talking about. Dragon Quest.
Back and finish it. I really like it. My least favorite thing is the kind of Dragon Ball Z faces, but other than that, it's fine.
Oh, so you can switch between the 2D and 3D styles. And with full orchestra. That is really good.
I mean, admittedly, I am extremely biased to the other side, but I don't know how you can hate this art style.
Well, I like the style of the art. I don't like their eyeballs. That's it.
That's the only thing.
Listen, I'm not a racist. I just don't like people who have a different skin color.
Oh, yeah, that's a comparison. Oh, man.
I've decided to make sense tonight.
We really ate a seed on that argument.
Okay,
right,
so I'll change it. Listen, I love pasta. I just hate everything pasta is made with. No, that doesn't work either.
Pasta. I don't know what this pasta is you're eating. Okay, game was released in 2016. Oh, okay. All right.
Did we get a release date for Dragon Quest XI S?
The 27th of July, I thought. Okay. Maybe June? It's soon.
I'm not going to buy it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking the other game. No, I don't remember.
Okay.
What is this?
I was still on Builders. There's a lot of stuff. Hey, Fear Effect. Remember when they sold a game based on ladies kissing?
Oh, that's right. They're lesbian kisses. Look, I'm open, John.
I'm all for all kinds of kisses.
Yeah. I do not discriminate. Coming in 2020. That's an actual car or something.
Hello, everyone. This is Carolina.
What the hell's happening?
You're watching this on VHS. You just don't know it.
From Mexico, and we're the founders of Original Fire Games.
Over the last few decades, we have seen a fascinating evolution in racing games. And nowadays, you can drive almost any type of car on amazing recreations of the best tracks in the world.
However, we believe it's time to try something different.
I love hearing about developers in Mexico.
Oh no!
I lost sound.
Okay, so it freaked out for everybody. Good.
Which brings together a whole range of styles and eras of motorsport.
We are delighted to share this moment with you
and show a sneak preview of our game, which Square Enix Collective will publish in 2020.
Join us for the ride and see you again soon.
Okay, that's always fun, the little cars racing.
Yeah, same. I feel that way about like tiny cars.
Hot rods.
They drift.
Yeah.
I love drift. Drifting's great in that mode. Looks kind of fun.
So this is
war as hell.
This is the indie game section.
Battalion 1944 recaptures the core of classic competitive first-person shooters.
This looks like a tight shooting game.
Keeping your movement nimble and your aim precise.
That I will be destroyed at repeatedly if I ever played. This looks like a game where you need to be good. So it's probably not for me.
And perfect your tactics in the highly competitive wartime game mode.
Let's face it.
I guess something that makes your face.
The truth you maybe didn't want to.
So the truth that I have, you know, I've accepted the fact that I'm not good at FPSs.
You get an Overwatch?
No.
You're
I'm
okay,
not the though. Worst. I'm not the worst. That's I'm not great.
Yeah, I think you're pretty good on there.
Thank you.
Well, I can tell I'm into this game because I've really just been mostly watching Scotty eat chicken.
It is surprisingly satisfying to watch these headshots.
All right. Well, mostly I agree, but there's something comforting about watching another person eat ribs and go, "Oh, it's hard for everybody." It's not just me. Available
now on Battalion 1944.
Eastern Front.
Okay. People just living their life.
Yeah, I'm playing a mobile game about music. Oh, no. I'm listening to Final Fantasy orchestral music.
If this actually worked, I'd be pissed. Over them.
It's been for 3 days.
Why is this a thing you do a whole spot for?
Because you get money when people listen to it.
Okay.
All right, well, there you go. Go listen to Final Fantasy
music. Some people are very excited about this.
I am actually, I am being jaded for no reason because I'm actually happy about that.
Because this is the 15th conference we're watching and we're getting tired.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, are they selling jackets?
No, they're selling bad hair.
What if they were selling jackets?
I believe they might be selling jackets.
But I wouldn't buy that hair. Oh, that looks so stupid. That's what I hate. You want to know what I hate? There it is. That face, that hair.
You hate hair.
No, somebody somewhere went, oh, you know what would be cool? This. And they did that. And everybody was like, yeah, dude. And that's where we part ways.
So I think a lot of the reason why they have these weird looking colorful hair is that Japanese people, Asian in general, but Japanese especially, have incredibly uniform hair color and shape, and so it's a way of differentiating a little bit.
I don't mind the color, it's the shape.
Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind.
What the hell's that mean?
I don't know.
An expansion type thing?
It just came out.
Something about hearts.
Please welcome. That place is one punch away from a freaking massacre in there.
I just like the way that some people are sitting, but some people are standing, like the kids in the Ninja Turtles movie when they went to that, like, weird Foot Clan arcade and everybody was just standing around watching.
That's a deep cut, dude.
I've been playing a lot of that game.
I thought there was a lot of cheering at Bethesda.
Yeah.
And there was, but this is beating it.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're all just going to break into an orgy later. This is a lot of excitement. We'd like to take a little bit of your time to show cameras will turn off, lights will go down, everyone's going to have sex.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
You know, I'm happy that we took this time to explain what an orgy was to everybody.
And I love that they still have online in the title of Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, you know, just in case people forgot what an MMO is and how it works.
So I'm kind of hoping the thing is going to be an hour total, which would mean it needs to end in less than 20 minutes.
I have a feeling that's not going to happen.
Do we have a lot of Western games to show at Square Enix? My brain isn't working. I don't even remember what they do.
Like, there's no...
It's only Avengers.
Yeah. I don't have a lot in the pipe. I don't think they've got any new Hitman or... Hitman. I guess they don't even own Hitman anymore, right? That went to the...
Yeah, it went to IO.
And they don't have a new Tomb Raider. And there's no... what's the one where the... Oh, Deus Ex game. There's none of that been rumored, so...
Scott, if I told you one of the primary features of this Final Fantasy expansion is you get to play as a bunny person, how does that strike you?
How's that land on me? It makes me not any more of a hurry to play Final Fantasy 14.
No, didn't win you over with that one.
Nope, don't like bunny races. I have trouble with gnomes and freaking goblins. Can't do
bunny. This is like a tall bunny.
And are they like, can I get a booby female bunny?
Yeah, it's like a person but with bunny ears.
Yeah, F that. Not into it. At least until 2020, March 3rd. It's silly. When Final Fantasy VII Remake comes out. His t-shirt is terrifying.
We are pleased to bring a world premiere of the launch trailer for Shadowbringers release. Please take a look.
Guys, my favorite. Whoever's talking right now, it's my favorite.
Square Enix has one of my favorite logos in video games, and I'm gonna give him that real quick. I think it's cool. In that chaotic no man's land between realms, time, space, war, and are you going to space in this next expansion or what?
I don't know, I'm not that far. Still in the base game. I got on a chocobo. That was exciting. It played the chocobo music when it ran.
So Endgame is float into space. That sounds great.
An MMO expansion is such a hard sell on anyone who isn't playing it. Like, even more than... Oh, especially when it bugs out.
Yeah, it broke everything.
I hope the Avengers thing doesn't bug out. Even more than like a game that has new content, DLC, or a game as a service that is, I don't know, maybe it's especially Final Fantasy 14.
That game's beautiful though.
Well, I mean, notice the how much they're pushing the contrast and changing
the weird, but...
yeah, it's not ugly, I have to
admit. Look at that guy.
Whoa, Uncle Joe. My Uncle Joe looks like that. Senators are part of your more society. With beef? But they must be ether. I think it's with beef. They must be fed with beef.
Maybe it's beaver.
Cows, but it's not me. To think of them as living beef.
Slaughter the beef. Make me a burger.
Ooh, they
make
pushed
a double
the
living beef sandwich.
They pushed the contrast of it too much.
You think so? I don't know. This is kind of a neat look.
I could do that. I don't
and know. Scene.
I'm glad it's successful. And there are more good games in the MMO market makes me happy, so...
It's legitimately pretty cool at times. And I've heard I'm in the content that isn't that great, and I still think it's pretty cool.
Bunny people. Everything we gave. Seriously, I get a little blood. I think I'm bleeding from my anus now that I saw the bunny person.
If we played this game together, Scott, I would play as a bunny person, and I would put myself in the fanciest clothes, and I would just talk snooty all the time.
Giant shock here that that's what you'd do.
Oh, you want to go on an adventure with me, I suppose.
I want you to do that voice for reading the articles I'm reading all the time.
Oh, can the bunnies only be girls?
No, there was a man bunny.
Was there a man bunny?
Yeah.
Oh, they were all cheering. Was he a famous character or something?
I don't know. I don't know him yet. He's probably important.
I mean, right now, isn't that game WoW's chief, like, dollar-for-dollar competitor at the moment?
I'd say it's probably ESO, but I don't know. In Asia, Final Fantasy is probably more popular. But... Oh, it's not over. It's the trailer that never ends.
Wonder if he knows he's got something stuck on his head.
Hideo Kojima directed our video. There are 8 endings.
Like the guy didn't finish his exclamation. He just yelled, "Holy!"
Someone just asked him, "What? When you were playing WoW, what did you play? What, you were a priest? What kind?"
Holy!
Oh, there we go. Western stuff. Techland is
like Nashmeg
Dead Island, isn't it?
Dead Island and
Parkour Zombie.
Daylight, Die Dead by Daylight, or whatever it is. Daylight people.
Parkour Zombie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just well, that there Daylight. You go.
Why can't I remember the name of the game?
Dying Light?
Dying Light. Yes, thank you. There it is. If they get rid of
that guy, hates wood.
If you would.
I'll admit something. Dying Light is a much better title for a game than Parkour Zombie.
Is that this isn't called Parkour Zombie, is it?
No, it's called Dying Light, which is a better title.
You're right, it is. All right, I see where you're coming from. Oh, geez.
This is Sparta. I liked that first game a lot, so maybe 2 would be cool, too.
It's spring 2020 again. It feels like the entire industry is releasing games before we get, like, the big onslaught of new console news.
Yeah.
The spring is going to be very expensive.
The frick is that?
Romancing Saga, it's a very well-known series.
How come it never came here before? Too weird.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Bunch of hoppy people. Look at them hop.
Is that the third one?
Your choices matter. Was that you just telling me that?
Or say?
Yeah. that's where I was gonna go.
Nice. Just stick in some little positive platitudes there.
Hey.
You can do it.
Great.
Put your mind to it. You can do it.
You are the master of your own destiny.
Don't let anyone tell you different.
You don't have to go with the popular crowd.
Yep. Be a crematist.
I was in high school, but I mellowed out.
World-renowned crematist John Jagger.
Crematist?
I don't know. It was the name of the lady. It said crematist or something.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm sure I got it right. I'm sure that name is
Oh, that's a lot of arrows. Oh,
everybody, get a bow out.
So, Wayne, is this implying you can switch back and forth to the graphics and stuff, or no? Saga Scarlet Grace?
Ambitions.
The names of these games, dude. I understand translation's weird, but...
Oh, they're not even translations, I think.
They were filming the filming of the screen.
That was weird.
Madness.
Exvius. Final
Fantasy. I had a brave Exvius, and Doctor was able to help me.
I was going to say, isn't that Finnish Patrick for vagina or something? What is an Exvius?
The world still wonders. I think every other game they're showing is a Final Fantasy game.
They need to stop saying Brave Exvius. I just feel like the English language is going to break if it's said too many times.
Again with the narration.
These names remind me, and these names and worlds, this is going to be sacrilegious to somebody, but they remind me of mobile games.
Oh, this is a mobile game.
Freaking, check it out. There's a land of whatever, and they've been, did real good for a while, and then an ancient evil rose up. And like, they're all the same.
This is a mobile game.
Oh.
Twin Princes. I like that song. Remember that?
The Twin Princes?
Yeah, there's a song about it, I think.
Oops, she has that part I hate. Let's see if we can get some more.
Million things I wanted to say about that, Scott, and I'll just let you off the hook and leave it at that.
She had good bangs. She also had giant breasts.
You're getting me hungry with all your eating, Scott.
Sorry, I gotta quit eating on this mic.
No, it's fine. It's only fair. I did it earlier.
Coming to the religious sanctum, Terminator. The T-1000.
If you pre-order now, Terminator Religious Crystal Sanctum.
So, if they show, if they the next game is Avengers and they have a 5 minutes demo, that could be a 1 hour showcase. War
of the Vision. It could be. Final Fantasy, Brave Exvius. Okay, now what? Now. Ooh, my Cheeto looks like a
Brave Exvius.
My Cheeto looks like a Brave Exvius. That's exactly right. Oh, watch this. They can?
I like people who can fly. It's
Oh, that's Jimmy John's new thing. Skippy D. What's his name? Skibby...
Cleafy
Doos.
B, no, it's not. No, it's not. You're confusing the name of the company and the concept of the game.
I'm not sure what to take from this yet.
That these are some shooty folk, and they're feeling a mood, and they're gonna shoot.
They're gonna shoot giants. Three-player co-op, Terminators. Ooh, geez, look at that. That's cool.
The glowing Brave Exvius right there.
Outriders. Let's do Outsiders. It's taken. Okay, Outriders. Wait. Oh.
I always get confused when trailers show a thing, I don't understand it, and then they come back from the title to show a little bit more, like it's a big reveal, but I didn't understand the first part.
Yeah.
So I'm even more confused about the second.
Yeah. I think people are going to be confused about what you're saying, but I get it. And it makes sense.
Well, I mean, we're all here for the Avengers, so I'll use that comparison. It's like knowing nothing about Marvel, watching a Marvel movie, and then watching people freak out about the credits scene. Which I don't know what it's like, because I always got them.
I think that makes sense. The studio behind Bulletstorm and Gears of
War Judgment. All right.
All right. I also like Bulletstorm.
It's Hank from freaking Barry, dude. It's amazing to be able to finally... Hey, you like our games in the house?
Right, I knew.
Now, what did I say yesterday about making fun of people?
Sorry, I know. I'm sorry.
It's the painkiller people.
Yeah, the painkiller people.
Painkiller was great back in the day. I loved it.
Barry. I'm liking your gun shooting, Barry. Support as we work together on this exciting
new IP. You know, over the past few years, I can't not hear it now, Scott. Gosh dang it.
Listen to him, he's got the accent. Studios across Poland, the UK, and most recently the US to bring it's you totally him.
If you you're like world's best killer, Barry.
Who are you referencing?
Guy and Barry. If you haven't seen Barry on HBO yet, you need to do yourself a favor and watch that show.
Okay.
From our game director. He might be my favorite character on TV right now. So thanks a
lot. Okay.
Hank. This winter. I like Barry, but Hank is great. Maybe it's Outriders.
Maybe it's Outriders.
Outriders.
Shooters are in our DNA.
That's right. Barry, come to my office.
And it's what we do. Outriders draws on all our experience from all our previous titles. It's a game we wanted to make for a very long time. We describe Outriders as a dark, modern shooter built with traditional values. By that, I mean we are creating an experience with a strong story
Good.
That you can enjoy with your friends.
I don't like playing with people.
That's not true at all, Scott.
I like playing with my friends, but...
We are confident.
Well, those guns.
They look like they're made out of wood. I want a cool wooden gun.
Weaponry and a hostile new world we want to spend many hours in. It's a game we've had in our heads ever since.
There's that opening door again.
I left Epic Games. Outriders is a 1-2 or 3-player drop-in, drop-out co-op shooter.
Three players, really popular at this E3 for multiplayer number.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I think it's the right spot.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, we play, John and I play games on Wednesdays with a total of five of us, and it's perfect for Heroes of the Storm, but just about everything else doesn't work. It's like...
I am sorry that People Can Fly is not accommodating your specific number of players. You're right,
don't
Scott. I'm sorry, it doesn't
number
work.
In our gaming group, why can't they accommodate us? I don't understand.
Let me get it to three. What happened to 40-man raids in Warcraft?
Exactly.
The green Mystios of oh my lord.
So you're getting there. You're getting where I am.
Here's a new land that we will now explain in 4 seconds. You'll try to care about it, but you probably won't. It is grief of death, which the anime girl will have bad hair.
Did he just say it causes the dentistry?
Oh my gosh.
Bless you.
Yeah, I heard it causes the dentist chair.
Oh, I heard dentistry. So we turn our grief to joy as we send off the dead. You are
hey,
a young
Nash
animated Baggart. Protagonist.
You see
out
Nash
the
Baggart
world.
There with the one eye that was glowing?
I did. They're putting him in a lot of games now. That guy gets around.
Yeah.
Pretty soon he's going to be referencing himself.
Or what he learned in the place he came from.
Yeah. That's what he actually looked like before he was all junky. A very overly attractive anime boy.
That sounds right. Well, if they're making a little Diablo game, that's fine. The emotions of the living and the dead. They prize life above all else, so they're destroying all this life. That's fantastic.
Life is important to me! Die!
Ah!
Let me shoot my love of life into you!
You look at Nash Maggard.
Yeah? Of one watcher. Came and asked for an egg and
yep.
disappeared.
Green egg. Oni Kaki?
Oni Naki.
Nope. Try it again.
That was dangerously close to some trouble. All right. This purple one's got to be Avengers, Patrick. This is it.
I don't know. I hear birds. Nothing about birds says Avengers.
Well, the birds.
Oh,
come
the fans
back.
Have been waiting.
Yeah, no, that's not Avengers.
What is it? Jeez. All right.
Everyone wanted the remake. Well, not everyone. Some people wanted the
remake.
Now
we're talking about a Final Fantasy. We got the girl that likes trains. You got a cowboy. You got a guy who's a dick to everybody he meets.
Is this 6?
It's 8. Six is a Super Nintendo game. If you go Japanese, it was called 3 in the US.
So is this is PS1 or PS2? I can't
this
tell.
This is PS2.
No,
right? No, maybe not.
Yeah. This was the game I got with my PlayStation, which is probably the only reason I like it better than 7. But
ooh, that is some ugly CG, though. Woo! I'm the Western type.
Don't worry, I'm still a pretty anime guy.
That's right. It's high noon. Get this camera off of me. We'll still see the remastered part.
I think it was. It didn't look that nice back then.
Ugh. People are still standing.
So I guess every Final Fantasy is being remade.
Here you go. Here you go. Here you go.
Holy shit.
This is it. This is it. Look.
Shh. Scott, shut up.
Yeah, shut up, Patrick.
Stop. Stop talking. Shh. Scott.
I'm not talking.
Stop it. Hulk out. Oh, is this game footage?
Appears to be. It looks good, but I can't tell who you're being. Can you guess you can be anybody or all of them? That looks good. It's Skeletor! I'll get you, your boobs. Some of it's gameplay footage? I can't tell.
Looks like in engine.
Yeah.
Cap! What the hell?
Now he's Captain Russia!
Startling conclusion to those events.
Others call them murderers.
Do the Avengers pose a danger to society? That was the question, Bruce.
Not how this story ends.
Is it a single player game?
I don't know. It's an awful lot of character. Can they not use the music from the movies? I guess not. Or yeah. Even the logo.
Well, what are we waiting for?
That's that stinger thing again. Where it's a teaser and then a little tiny teaser at the end.
Please welcome Sean Eskai, Creative Director, Crystal Dynamics, and Bill Roseman, Vice President.
Well, hopefully nobody wanted to play as Captain America.
He will come back at some point, I'm guessing.
Goreth says pretty underwhelming. I mean, it's like, you know, moving JPEGs around. Well, that t-shirt is awesome.
Thank you. We love you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. We are incredibly excited to reveal.
But first, we will swap places magically.
The
world.
The prestige.
A few years ago, Crystal Dynamics and Marvel began collaborating on an original Avengers game. One that combined epic action-adventure with cinematic storytelling. A game where we as players can experience in both single-player and co-op what it's like to be
and co-op
heroes. Do I have any
be true believers in
Don't do that, Bill. What's the fourth one?
Man?
That's a cubicle you want to get out of. That's Iron Man over there. Oh, you mean next to it?
That's yeah.
As this is Crystal's interpretation of these iconic characters.
Doctor Strange, like the
Captain America, Thor, Hulk, Black Widow, and Iron Man.
I guess it is Black Widow. I didn't realize she had like a time thing.
Well, it's like the butt of Black Widow is like a little hourglass.
What?
Of the spider. Yeah, look at the butt of a Black Widow.
Yeah, hourglass.
Okay.
Results in massive destruction. Blamed for the tragedy, the Avengers are outlawed and our heroes disband. 5 years later,
give you one, Patrick.
A horrific evil threatens the world. And our only hope is to reassemble Earth's mightiest heroes. You'll play as your favorite Avengers
Spider-Man?
In an all-new original story. Showcasing authentic
I put it in Discord.
And humanity. It's about losing what matters most and fighting to get it back.
I mean, it's not exactly like that, but
right.
Close.
And it's not the butt, it's the back.
It's the vagina. Oh, that's the back? You're right. Oh, this crowd needs to stop.
Most importantly, this is a story.
And dealing with no Hawkeye in the game, apparently.
Embracing our individual powers.
There's no room on the shirt, John. Together,
we are mighty. And they have to keep some surprises.
You'll lead the team.
Oh, so you do play. Oh, but no, but then he dies.
Well,
we spoilers, he's back.
They're introducing the Avengers.
Stop doing that, dude. Don't.
It's too early in the morning for that.
You'll gather intel and strike swiftly as the ultimate tactical spy, Black Widow. And finally, you'll blast through the sky as the charismatic Tony Stark. Known to the wider world as the Armored Iron Man.
Someone's clapping too close to their mic.
I heard another, but not Hawkeye.
We've assembled an all-star. Did someone say, but not Hawkeye?
Yeah, someone yelled it.
Oh, that's great.
So, here we are. Avengers assembled.
Oh, hey, it's,
people again? Oh, they have Troy Baker and...
Troy Baker and I play
what's his face?
Hi, I'm Jeff Shine. And I play Captain America.
Hi, I'm Travis Willingham.
Wow, they have everyone.
Yeah, those are big names.
Yeah, it's pretty good crew right there.
Yeah.
Have to be talked into. Yeah. You know, so we'd like to have you play Tony Stark Iron Man. Yeah, yes. You know, everybody always portrays him as this super confident character, and I think it's a mask for him. I think he's one of
Troy Baker's hat. Guys. I think Tech is on is point here
cool
today.
Character. A lot of people are really quick to bring out the big green, but I think that Bruce is a super complex character. It's fun, and I've never played him before.
What is very relatable about Natasha is she's extremely capable, but she's at the core, she's human. She's surrounded by all of this.
So we're getting no indication that this is a game as a service thing, right?
No, it seems just like a game, but I don't even know if it's multiplayer or single player at this point.
They mentioned you can play it single or co-op.
Okay.
One of the things I think is cool about Cap is I never feel
like... I mean, if every one of these heroes is has all their complex moves and abilities and everything, and you're playing it in co-op, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Having an original story to tell as well.
I like that Travis went the extra mile and wore his character on his shirt.
Yeah.
The Avengers are at their best when they are all together, but the chemistry is...
I played Modern Warfare 2 with him one night.
Oh, yeah?
With Liam, him, and Hokkaido. We played two-man, two-on-two Warhammer... this is back before Troy Baker blew up. And he did... I can't think of his name.
Do the Avengers pose a danger to society? That was the question, Bruce. That was the question.
Who's the guy that got in the accident? Got hit by the
dude.
The Walmart. Sorry. Iced. Sorry. Bruce,
no, we were outsmarted. The Terrigen reactor was unstable, and you knew that. You knew that, and you still paraded it before the entire world.
So what? We just give up.
We didn't give up, Tony. We failed. At least I can admit that.
No. No, we failed him. We failed him.
Anyway. Tracy Morgan. He did Tracy Morgan impressions for 3 hours.
Scott Amos, head of studio, and Megan Marie, senior community and social media manager.
Social media manager. Sweet gig. Was that it for Avengers?
Hello, E3.
No.
You've just seen a high-level view of the cinematic and character-driven campaign of Marvel's Avengers.
Okay, game as a service,
but
then.
Is only the beginning of this adventure.
Marvel's Avengers delivers a narrative over multiple.
I don't want to be an ass, but she's wearing something weird.
At a regular basis.
Patrick, so judgmental.
Yeah, I know.
You and your friends are stronger together. You'll assemble into teams of up to 4 players online, where you can master extraordinary abilities, where you can customize a
growing roster of heroes. So we might get Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yes.
And Spider-Man.
They're keeping the best one for to sell as additional content.
So new
wait,
heroes are
heroes and heroes and regents are free.
He said
are they allowed to do that.
He says hero in every region is free.
Yeah.
So our promise to the community is that we won't have.
Okay, but what do you do if the story's over? What's the end game in this?
Yeah. This game represents a collaboration across Crystal Dynamics. Montreal.
They're like, hey, we wanted to pretend that this was a crowd of fans. Please stop shouting out the studios.
Our new Crystal Northwest studio and everyone at Square Enix.
So our game is about embracing your powers and living your superhero dreams. We have an exclusive gameplay demo in our booth that will show you more of the core campaign. It's original story.
I really do want to know what's after the campaign.
So, Marvel's Avengers will release worldwide on PS4, Xbox One.
PC people are freaking out.
And PC. We got you covered. And we're excited to be partnering with PlayStation to bring some awesome surprises to the PlayStation audience.
Yay, beta.
Early beta access and unique benefits that we'll be revealing in the future.
Crowd is riled up.
Yeah.
But before we go, we have one final glimpse into our world, including when you'll get to play this game. This is what's next for the Avengers. Thank you, true believers.
True believers.
Okay, so we have some gameplay.
Somebody just yelled, damn it.
Yeah, damn it.
Progress, Hank. I have a plan, but it's risky. Hank, that doesn't look ready. Come on, Tony.
Is that Hank Pym?
Yeah, that's supposed to be Hank.
Unbelievable. It worked.
It's sort of cute when they're small.
Ah, didn't yeah, but... For a second, Hank.
What's the gameplay?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the gameplay looks like a lot of shooting and killing and maybe Spider-Man-y kind of combat, but...
Mm. So May 15, 2020. This might... 2020 might be the most expensive first 4 months in the history of gaming.
Might be more than that if you're buying new consoles by the end of the year, too.
That's why I said first 4 months.
Oh. That was subtle.
I guess that's it.
that the whole deal? They're done? Nobody come out and say goodbye.
I'm excited to hear what people have to say about playing the game. I'm talking about Avengers, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I want to hear gameplay stuff.
Yeah.
That's the only bummer about any of that. That all looked really great and it's exciting.
It's,
and
it's good that there will be gameplay at the show for people who want to try it. That's very important. Because if there hadn't been, I would have been worried for a game that's coming out in less than a year. So
yeah, these are all things you speak.
I guess we're going to end it very quickly because I need to go to bed and get up and start doing shows again tomorrow. So
yeah, we got Nintendo. So to give people an idea of what's happening tomorrow, it's kind of the last big coverage thing, and then we'll do our. We still have a little show plan where we're going to sum it all up, but we got Nintendo at 11 a.m. tomorrow, I believe, Mountain Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, I believe that's right. That's they're doing one of their direct video.
Yeah, things. Nintendo is 9 Pacific, 6 p.m. Paris time.
Yeah, this is all true. So we're going to do that. And John, you'll be at work, I guess. You won't be there for that one, will you?
I will be. I'm fortunately going to miss Nintendo.
Oh, we'll miss you. We won't have Dunaway either. So Patrick, it'll be me and you talking about what I don't know what they're gonna do for their whole thing, but we'll do some predictions in the morning when you're less dead.
Yes.
But yeah, looking forward to that. As a programming note, TMS listeners, tomorrow we start an hour early, just like we started today. Same thing applies, so we can make room for the Nintendo conference. I think that's everything. Yeah.
I believe so.
Yep, you're looking for all the archives of this. It's all on our feeds. Patrick's got on the Pixel feeds. I have it over on Core and the Boop Show and all of it at frogpants.com and kind of a collected place if you're looking to just, you know, chill out with the audio. I've got it all right there on one page. So if you want to go do that, you can. For me, for Patrick, for John, and for everybody who is here with us tonight, have a fantastic evening. Bye. Patrick, go to sleep.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.